This from the Human Nature File. The Human Nature File 101. The basic truth of humans is that we're inconsistent creatures. One of the realities about surveys is that they're unreliable. And the reason, one of the reasons they're unreliable is because people basically report about themselves as they idealistically see themselves, but not necessarily as they practice. Let me show you what I mean. This is a survey out of Ventura, California. 85%. That's a lot. Okay, that's 5 out of 6. Of parents surveyed believe that they are the most responsible for teaching their children about religious matters. That's good, isn't it? Come on, that's pretty good. You survey parents and you get 5 out of 6 going, absolutely, I'm the one most responsible for teaching my kid about this religious stuff. Now that's heartening, that's encouraging, because you got parents saying, yep, yep. Well, here's the inconsistency part, from the say to the do. A majority of those parents do not spend any time whatsoever in a typical week discussing religious matters with their kids. Barna Research Group reported that 85% of parents of children younger than 13 believe that they are the primary teachers about things spiritual. 11% say their church has the top responsibility, and 1% say their child's school has the top responsibility. All right, so parents overwhelmingly say, I'm the person to do it. If you take it out of the realm of religion and move it into the more amorphous kind of values, you know, life, conduct, principles, 96%, I mean, you don't get 96% of anything. If you go up to somebody and say, do you breathe air? You're probably going to get 91% of them go, yeah. And then 6% of them are going to go, I'm undecided. 96% say they are most responsible for teaching values to their children. 96. 1% said the church is most responsible, and 1% said the school is most responsible. 2 out of 3 parents of children 12 or younger do attend religious service at least once a month, and they usually take their kids with them, but they found that parents generally have no plan whatsoever for their kids' spiritual development and have little or no training at all on nurturing their child's faith. None. So 85% say, I'm the top teacher, and of that 85%, the majority go, I have no clue as to what to do, or do I do it, even if I had a clue. If I were to say to those parents, does your child have a soul? Probably the majority would say yes. Then I go, do you believe there's an afterlife? Vast majority would go, yep. Do you believe your child will experience that afterlife in one way, shape, or form? Yep. Okay, then what are you doing to promote that the chances of that child having a very nice, forgive the trivial term, afterlife? What are you doing? Well, we have soccer. We have soccer practice. He's learning principles of sportsmanship 9 hours a week. Isn't it fascinating? Psych 101 lesson on human nature. If you can say and do, you are indeed a rare person.